America's prestigious Pulitzer Prizes have been handed out, with the New York Times scooping the pool. The Times has won 5 out of 14 prizes, including one for breaking the call girl scandal that destroyed the political career of former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. The Washington Post and the LA Times each got a Pulitzer, with all the newspapers up against their online rivals who were allowed to compete for the very first time. But it's not just journalists who've triumphed. Fiction and non-fiction writers with books about slavery and civil rights have prevailed this year, with 3 prize winners writing about America's racial history. The $10,000 prizes are administered by Columbia University in New York. Sig Gisler is Columbia's administrator of the Pulitzers, and he joins me now from New York. Sig, welcome to the Book Show.
Thank you very much.
Well, stories of race and gender are really under the Pulitzer spotlight this year. So let's take a look first up at the winner for drama. The Pulitzer went to Brooklyn playwright Lynn Nottage for her play Ruined. Why did this play attract the judges?
Well, it was a very powerful work, very riveting, especially when you see the production in the flesh. It's also a departure for the Pulitzer Prizes because under our rules, we generally prefer plays about American life, and this is set in Congo, so it is a departure. But we've given prizes to plays before that have been outside the United, or the theme has been outside the United States.
And so, what's the story there in the Congo?
Well, it's about a woman who's running a brothel in the Congo, in Congo, in amid all the racial strife, and the ruin comes from the ruination of women through rape and genital mutilation, and so it has a very grim aspect, but when you see the entire production, there is a kind of affirmation of life and a kind of hope among hopelessness or amid hopelessness that I think audiences also take away.
Well, then there's Annette Gordon-Reed, who's taken the History Prize for her book The Hemingses of Monticello, An American Family. Now, she's the first African-American to take this prize, and her book documents the life and family of slave girl Sally Hemings, who many believe had an intimate relationship with Thomas Jefferson. Again, race dominates this category. Was this book judged on what it was saying about race, or its documentation of the events of that time?
Well, it was judged primarily on the way it captured the saga of a slave family sprawled over multiple generations, and it really tells you the story in great detail of what slave life was like. As well, not only some of the painful negative aspects, but there are also some positive human dimensions occurring. So it's a very thorough look at it. Race is of continuing importance in the United States because it really is our rawest nerve as a country. Race is something that defines us, it divides us, it distorts us, and so there's an ever present interest in this topic. And she takes us back to the slavery era, but it resonates with life today as well.
And the General Nonfiction Award went to Slavery by Another Name, The Re-enslavement of Black Americans from the Civil War to World War II by Douglas A. Blackman, who's the Atlanta Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. Tell us about this book.
Well, this is one that looks at a very neglected era of American life. We usually think of slavery, then abolition, and then the Reconstruction period, and then history becomes kind of fuzzy in America. And what this book does, it focuses on what happens in the first half of the 20th century, where a lot of black people, particularly black men, were repressed and subjugated in various parts of the country.
Well, Newsweek editor John Meacham won the biography prize for American Lion, Andrew Jackson in the White House, a bestseller about the populist president whose sympathy for the less fortunate never extended to slaves. Mm-hmm. Has the Obama presidency and all that it represents in terms of race influenced the Pulitzer judges this year to help validate this part of American history? I mean, it's a question that must arise when you see this list of prizes.
I don't think it really affected the judging of these books, because through the years the Pulitzer Prizes have addressed race in the letters and drama category. I do think you see the Obama presence in some of our awards, where the award for commentary went to a Washington Post columnist who really chronicled and commented on the Obama campaign, and then also the Pulitzer Prize for feature photography went to a New York Times photographer who, through the lens of his camera and a very memorable array of photos, captured the many facets of the Obama presidential campaign. It was present in the awards, but I don't think it particularly affected the book decisions.
Well, in a victory for the short story, Elizabeth Strout took the Pulitzer Prize for fiction for Olive Kitteridge, which is a collection of 13 linked short stories set in coastal Maine. It's not often a collection of short stories wins this category. What set this collection apart?
Well, it was a collection, but it was a very unified collection, in the sense that one story played off of the other, and together they had a cumulative emotional impact. And the character, I think, as we said in our citation, was a very memorable one. And she kind of darts in and out of all of these 13 stories. And the, as we said in our citation, that the polished prose was really remarkable, and also this character Olive Kitteridge was very blunt, very flawed, and just thoroughly fascinating.
Well, if we can just take a brief look at the Journalism Awards. This year, for the first time since the Pulitzers were introduced in 1917, the awards have allowed online-only publications to compete. Why is that?
Well, while it's true we have online-only news organizations participating for the first time, we've had online content increasingly part of our competition because newspapers have increasingly been mounting these online efforts. And so we've had it in our competition before. What's different this year is some online-only news organizations. And we just felt it was important to enlarge the scope of the competition, to acknowledge the growth of these online-only sites, while also underlining once again the importance of original news reporting, because online news organizations are eligible only if they're primarily devoted to original news reporting. And some of them we had to rule out of the competition because they were disproportionately committed to commentary and aggregating stories written by other people.
All right, Sid Gislett, look, thank you so much for coming on the Book Show today.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck to all of you.
Sid Gislett, Columbia University's administrator of the Pulitzer Prize, joining me there from New York. You're listening to ABC Radio National. I'm Ramona Koval.